Mana ol u mana ol. This is the native language and the traditional greeting of the tribal peoples living Katasi. And when we translate this to English as close as we can come, we're saying, from my heart to the heart of the Mother Earth to your heart. Such a beautiful way to say hello. This is Joanne, and I'm honored to welcome the new year with you and with guidance from the spirits. And Spider is the spirit from my medicine bundles who is coming forward to be our teacher and guide through this transitional time. Spiders are extraordinary weavers of webs. They know the art of sacred geometry and purposeful design. They weave with the fabric of their very own beings, making the fibers and knitting them together, following the blueprint they carry within for the web of their lives, unique to them, spider by spider. A few years ago, I got enchanted by this spider who came out every evening around sunset and started weaving this web. She began with a free fall from this high place on the porch rafters and just dropped along the shimmery thread all the way down toward the ground. And she connected this thread she had woven to the very tip of the blade of grass. Then she crawled back up that fiber and she went out in another direction and set another grounding cord connected to the leaf on the end of a branch of a tree. And then another cord and another cord radiating like rays of the sun. And when that structure was complete, she went toward the center and started moving around and around and around, creating a very intricate spiral. And when this design was complete, it was dark. Hours had passed. The moon was out. The stars were in the sky. And there she sat through the night in the middle of her tapestry. The threads were sticky. The geometry was magnetic, all designed to attract and to hold what was nourishing for her. I watched this weaving many evenings, just completely enthralled by her creativity. And then there came a night where I was trying to get to sleep, but I couldn't, and something was calling me back outside. And I just laid down in this hammock that was nearby the spider, and I watched her sitting in the middle of her web. She was so attentive to anything that came in contact with those fibers, investigating, re-knitting anything that got broken or tattered, keeping the web in its integrity. At some point in the night, I must have fallen asleep because I was abruptly woken up and it was sunrise. The sky was starting to brighten. And there at eye level, right in front of my face, was the spider swinging back and forth on a shimmery thread. How had this small, silent creature called me out from my sleep? And what was it she wanted me to see? So I sat up and watched. And she crawled back up the thread and somersaulted into her web. Glistening fibers broke apart. The threads came undone. This elaborate spiral she had completed just hours before, she deliberately took apart. And after the bottom half of the web had collapsed in on itself, she just went about with all those legs in motion, deliberately taking the rest of the web apart. And then she just crawled back to out of sight into the wooden rafters. I learned that morning that spiders didn't only weave webs, they also took them apart. And then that next evening, around sunset, the spider returned and simply and naturally began weaving. She lives with unshakable clarity that she has what she needs to build what she wants when the guidance from within and the rhythms of the earth indicate that it's time. How can we bring spider medicine into our lives? The spider is indicating that first we need to take a look at the web. What have we woven? How has it been built? What are the fibers of connections? And is it authentic to you? Is it serving you now? What is ready to be taken apart and unwoven? And approach this question, this examination, investigation with the medicine of the spider, who isn't bringing any judgment. There's no competition. There's no denigration of whatever it is ready to be let go of. The spider approached the letting go and the undoing with playfulness and ingenuity. It was quite a dance watching her move. So approaching the undoing, the unweaving, is knowing that there's some indication that it's time. Perhaps some aspect of the web is a heavy weight, it's burdensome, it's creating imbalances for you. Perhaps there's fibers of connection that just don't belong anymore. Maybe you tried to copy somebody else's web, their way of living, creating their lives that is not authentic to you. These fibers can be undone with honoring and respect, and then the weaving of the new begins. In the way of the spider, the weaving is an art, a creative adventure, fiber by fiber by fiber, step by step. And there's an ingenious dance here with what's available, as well as what she makes. So the trees, the grass, the rafters of the house, as well as the fiber she generated to make her new web. All of our webs are connected. Our personal webs are connected and are what generate the whole, the web of life on our earth. So share your stories. We're in this weaving together. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful beginning of your new year.